Okay, good evening, everybody. And as I contacted everyone earlier, this is really, we're going to tonight finish this topic, but not only the topic, we're going to finish the most important part of the Sefer, which is the core Sefer. And then afterwards, Rabbi Pinkus goes through the 13 principles of Emunah, of faith, connecting to some of the principles and the concepts that we discussed. And then he has to finish the Sefer. So probably we will have maybe four more weeks of the Sefer, approximately. So we were talking about coupling and the dualities and kefil, doubles on Shabbos. And on that note, this is a quick section which just really kind of finishes up this topic. Zachar v'shamar. We know that we mentioned this last time, that Shabbos has, that starts with Dibros, a double language. One time it says Zachar, to remember, one time it says Shamar. It says, and we touched on that, now he's going to elaborate on that. Revar Oid is Inyan HaDibor HaEchad V'Zachar V'Shamar. I'm going to expound and elucidate what it means, Zachar, to remember the Shabbos, and Shamar, to heed the Shabbos. So Zachar Hu Inyan Mitzvahs Aseh. Zachar is the positives of Shabbos, the mitzvahs aseh, and shamar, heeding the Shabbos, is the lois aseh, is the negative prohibitions. Uchomo she'amru chazal, as our sages taught us in Maseches of Azara, kol makom she'nemar hishamer, wherever the Torah uses the language of hishamer, be careful, heed, it means a lot, it's warning not to do something, a negative prohibition. V'nei b'chol Torah, mitzvahs aaseh, mitzvahs alois aaseh, pashtrusam, shnei yinam shon gamrei. In general, over the whole Torah, wherever it says a positive command and a negative command, they are separate, bezunder, different mitzvahs with completely different facets. Mitzvahs aaseh, in general, mitzvahs aaseh is positive mitzvahs, putting on tzitzis, putting on tefillin, putting a mezuzah on your door. Hey, same brachas, shema. They are maisif kedusha etvegas adam. They add on holiness, connection to Hashem, their prayer, learning Torah, umitzis loisaseh, and the negative prohibitions is to distance a person, the harkis adam, midvarm hamashchis v'snashu. If you a person eats pig, it damages their soul. If they shave with the razor, and it will damage their soul. A person sees forbidden sights, does forbidden things, has illicit relationships, it will damage their soul. The Afagav Damru Chazal, and even though the sages says Yashavu Avra, if a person is somewhere, could be participating in something which is forbidden and does not do that, they are rewarded like an Aseh Mitzvah. Like a positive, it's a humi hanim pnei shekadesh lahachshav alavin tzarech avodah lepoel. That's because in order not to stumble, right, you're at an event and all the food is non-kosher and you don't eat it, so you're rewarded. Certainly for certain people it could be a challenge, not to see in proper sights, not to listen to lashon hara. A person eats and dresses, etc., and do forbidden things. So, and they don't do it. The reward of ikar inyan, but the main thing of a law of a negative prohibition is again, don't damage your soul, don't hurt yourself. If a person does negative prohibitions, they will spiritually sully themselves. They will dull and jade and damage their spiritual connection to Hashem. You find that the main thing of when we distance ourselves from an avera, so if a person does not wear shatnez, right, doesn't wear wool and linen together, person doesn't eat pig, doesn't eat non-kosher meat, doesn't eat cheese, milk and cheese, or fish, or doesn't look at improper sites on the internet if you're a male. It does. You may not be. So what happens is you don't damage yourself, but it does not give you more holiness. except for the effort that you get that part. The Shabbos is remarkable. Shabbos, not desecrating the Shabbos, not chas v'shalom, God forbid, transgressing the Shabbos. It's not just that you don't damage yourself. Not breaking the Shabbos is l'haysev d'vegesh akus, that brings the person more holiness, connection to Hashem. It's the ikar inyan halav, and in fact, that is the main idea of the negative prohibition of Shabbos. Ayidei kach zoichem l'dveichas. When the person keeps Shabbos and heeds Shabbos, they merit clinging to Hashem. V'nimsa, and you find sha'asav halav in echadim. And what is unique about Shabbos, therefore, is the negative prohibition and the positive commandment are both one. They have this common denominator that they connect a person to Hashem. V'ra eich nifdalin halavin shol Shabbos melav kol Torah. And therefore you can see that the negative prohibitions on Shabbos are different than the rest of the negative prohibitions in the Torah. B'kol ha-Torah, in all other places of Torah, of negative prohibitions, he brings other cases. Do not murder. O gazela, don't steal, don't rob. You steal, you rob, you eat treif, it damages your soul, it sullies you, you become coarse, unspiritual, unholy, right? You're less able to connect. A person eats non-kosher meat, which means a person is more spiritual, susceptible to other negative things. But Shabbos, you're not eating squid or oysters or killing or murdering. If a person plows on Shabbos, that's something that's permitted the entire week. If you write, right? If you do a video, a Zoom share on Shabbos, on the contrary, it's a mitzvah during the week to learn Torah, right? Or Israel, or to plant. We're supposed to plant. We're supposed to grow things. Nothing wrong with that. But who would you think that inherently on Shabbos it's damaging your soul? It's sullying your soul? It's not. The other negatives are always asur, most of them. What is this? Aval be'emes isra siyas lecha Shabbos is something different. Vula hasas into this. The negative prohibitions on Shabbos is to take away the mechitza hamestira es yichra Hashem. If a person plows and waters and writes and sows on Shabbos, these forbidden melachas, drives a car in our day and time. So what they do is we're not able to recognize the oneness of Hashem. We discuss at length that when a person keeps Shabbos, what they're really doing is recognizing there's a creator of the world, etc. Umashal, and therefore a person transgresses that, they damage that ability to connect to the oneness of Hashem. And in order to elucidate the difference between a regular law of shaving your beard with a razor, not with an electric thing, right? Eating non-kosher, murdering, stealing, right, robbing, illicit relationships, all of them which damage your soul, and Shabbos, which blocks a person from seeing at a deep level the connection of the oneness of God in that manifestation. Just to explain it, Shalav in Shokol HaTorah, the negative prohibitions in general of the Torah, Hem Kibi Shemenaka Es Beso Melichlich. It's like you're cleaning your house from dirt, right? From schmutz. But Shabbos, if we're talking about Shabbos, Isr Malecha Shabbos Hu Kechalon Bebayis, it's like a window to your house, Shedarcha Yinichnas Over Tzach Umichab, that you need this window in those days especially, by the way. They didn't have air conditioning, they didn't have ventilation. And when you open the window, it gave you fresh air, which you needed to breathe, to live. And imagine the following thing. If on the window you blocked it with a beautiful picture, maybe even, but a picture which blocks the air from getting in. And even if the picture, if you know, Marheves Ayin B'Yoyfi, the picture looks very appealing, You need a tumuna zeh. It's not the davar mazik. It's not just immediately damaging yourself. It's taking the thing you need for life, air. Right? You need the air. The air is where you live. Imagine you can't live without this air. Therefore, Shabbos is the most severe. Because you close off your ability to get fresh air, oxygen. Even though you're not scraping yourself, you're not damaging yourself, you're not selling your insides with squid or oyster or pig or milk and cheese, which is what the other chataim or person is living with people they can't live with, or having transactional relationships with people they can't be having relationships with. I feel kisa im davar kafaya v'omoyal. If you close off, you have no oxygen, you can't live. Right? It's other vers, so to speak, you're cutting yourself, you're damaging your spiritual self. Here you're cutting off your oxygen source. A knife in general, you hit your hand or your leg, you're not going to die. But Chilul Shabbos, which is the oxygen of the Yid, right? I feel in the gear kala mamit hadavar mead osla nefesh. Person's cut off, actually. We're talking about South Bend, where I spoke this past Shabbos. So I was talking to one of the old timers. Our family was very prominent in that community. And he was noting that he grew up in South Bend. This person must be late 70s, early 80s. And, you know, he knew all of the non-religious Jews, and so sad because today their grandchildren and great-grandchildren are almost all Gentiles, and the reason is that you're spiritually cut off without Shabbos. And this that happens to be for many years. There was only one shul in South Bend. Now there's like 1.5. It's also like a Kiruv center, very interesting community in that sense. Not huge, but very tight knit. But without Shabbos, you're cut off from life. You're in danger. Chilul Shabbos is kenageh b'makor ha'chayim. Even a little bit is very dangerous. So when we talk about zachar v'shamor, Shabbos is unique. That's not like cutting, damaging yourself. The reason why the negative prohibitions on Shabbos, not only are the punishments so intense, but the it adds on kedusha because it gives oxygen to the soul. Shabbos is the makor, is the source of bracha. And on this idea of coupling on specific to Shabbos, zachar v'shamor, the negative prohibition and the positive mitzvah, which in this case have this commonality, which of adding on kedusha, of creating spiritual oxygen. And by the way, as we elaborate upon, brings in general bracha to a Jew who keeps Shabbos. He just has another point in almost like a footnote, a long footnote over here. Ve'aluchos, the Ten Commandments, the kulabem kotar, we know that the commentators will bring down early, Rishayim say that the Torah, in the Sarasadivis, in the Ten Commandments, and all the other mitzvot of Torah. Ve'aluchos, we know the first five of the Ten Commandments are positive. The positive is aseh. And the other five, don't kill, don't swear, don't murder, don't steal, don't kidnap, whatever, it's the negative prohibitions. And they of course, break down to the other 630 mitzvahs. Bish, lama, chamesh, advers, adivus, achrenus, we understand that the last five, not giving false oath, not murdering, not stealing, not coveting, are all negative prohibitions. But on the first five, that l'chara yesh men asin, of course they're positive, anayichi, which is believe in one God, zachor, v'kaved, you should remember the Shabbos, honor your parents, those are positive, but it's also in the first five commands, lo yeh, you shouldn't serve other gods, you shouldn't say God's name in vain. Lama on Omer, so why do we say it's all positives? So he says, on the Emes, the first five of the Ten Commandments are be'aseh. Ach ma'achas et chisa deris ubin yidiyas Hashem. We know that the Aseret Tevez talks about the oneness and knowing God, who is right leis machshav et tfis beklal, shem lanu bo ha-sagav ha-gedar, lachan ikar ha-nes yisparach hu-adar shilo. So once we talk about God, we can't understand Hashem, God, I'm not omnipotent, there's nothing in our world like it. So in the explanation of God, we say, don't serve other gods, don't use God's name in vain. In other words, it gives a level of reverence, a framework of there's only one God in this world. She We can't really say, how do you honor the omnipotent, the all-powerful God? But we could say, don't use God's name. Do not be irreverent. Do not assume that there's more than one power in this world. We have to honor God unlimited. So the Torah says, how do you command honor God? There's no limit for that. But you could say, don't desecrate. About the MS, but the truth is, anything there, not saying God's in vain or not worshiping other gods, it's all about honoring Hashem, who is the all powerful creator of the world and keeps the world. And they, so therefore, again, the first five are all positive. However, Shabbos, which is part of the first five commandments, Kam Zachar is there, and in another place, we know one's in Shavuos and Devarim, it says Shamar. Shneim, and both of them, even the Shamar, even the negative prohibition of Shabbos, is actually for the positive. Because as we said, Shashmir Shal Shabbos, keeping Shabbos, not desecrating the Shabbos, is not like do not murder, or it's rather, it's Shamar Shal Shabbos, to keep the Shabbos, to give yourself the oxygen, the spiritual oxygen. Ukumoshi is buyer. Sheikur Masa Shabbos here Shvisen, and we've elaborated upon that the main thing of Shabbos is to not work on Shabbos, not partake of this thing. His spot lekol mitzvah, you nullify all of the other things of the world, right? Close all the technology that not to do on Shabbos. Don't go and do the things you do on the average day and the average week. V'nimtzo his shamar maybe it's a zachar, and therefore, the shamar, getting the spiritual air, allows the higher level of zachar. You cannot connect to Shabbos, right? If you are not shamar, right? The way a person is able to remember the Shabbos properly is if they have the oxygen, the spiritual oxygen, to the shamar. And therefore, what's unique, and that starts deeper, is that Hashem said at the same time, Zachar, remember the Shabbos, and Shamar. This zukafel, this coupling, Shenea Nosim Echad, they're both the same thing, and both of them, the Zachar and the Shamar, as opposed to anything else in the Torah, is this is how you breathe. A Yid spiritually breathes, when he keeps Shabbos. Not just Chalilah here in South Bend about Jews who 70 years ago were traditional, pro-Israel, passionate, charitable to the Jewish campaigns, Jews and their grandchildren are Episcopalians or Methodists in Indiana. Not just Chalilah that a Jew shouldn't end up like that, but that a Jew should be spiritually connected, that they should shtai, they should be hecher, they should be holy. They should be connected to Hashem. They should live in, actually speaking of the Shabbos, the ladies about living inspired. They should live inspired and be eternally inspired and eternally connected. It's all through properly keeping Shabbos. This really ends the main part of Shabbos Malchus. So we will start next week as he will elaborate with the 13 principles of faith, how he lives through Shabbos. That will take us for a few more weeks, and then we will go on to the next step. Okay, we'll hold.